And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, Bob. We're having fun today, and we're featuring some of our friends and acquaintances in the small business that we're just trying to, you know, give them a little shot in the arm if we could, right?
Right. And, of course, if you're in Michigan, you've got a governor that's attacking you, so I pity anybody that's got to try and make it through this ridiculous, I'm not going to swear. Anyway, on the live line right now, we have a fella who's an advocate for a business up in the UP, and his name is Eric, and it's Cafe Rosetta from Calumet, Michigan.
You got it. How you doing today?
Hey, we're doing well, Eric. Thanks for making time for us. Tell us a little bit about the story that's going on in Calumet.
Well, I'll try to make it as quick as I can. We've got a single mother of six who picked herself up from the throes of welfare in an abusive situation, built the business up over nine years, has a successful little business going right now, and now our governor's trying to tear her down. And she just absolutely said it's not negotiable. We're staying open, and I've been down that path before. I don't want any part of being dependent on the government. And come what may, this is what we're doing. So I just couldn't be more proud of having her in our community.
Well, absolutely. And us as well. And thank you for making time to talk about it with us. So tell me a little bit about her business. What's she doing?
Well, she has a little cafe. It started out, again, I said 9 years ago. You know, this woman was flat on her back. And she picked it up. Her brother helped her out a little bit. They invested. They bought a building, started up a little cafe, bought a cafe out. And 3 months later, they start building it. It looks like it's going to go. It becomes a restaurant. A few more years later, they buy a new building. Now they've got 30 employees. Amy runs it lock, stock, and barrel. And she's just been absolutely successful. And now she went through the first COVID thing, right? And that happened. And she's actually intolerant of a mask. She has a thyroid condition and arthritis, so she just can't wear one. And the health department tried to shut her down 6 months ago, said you can't be in this business because you have to wear a mask. She refused. She stayed open all summer. Hasn't had a lick of problem from any of the COVID stuff. Hasn't gotten sick herself.
Didn't kill all her customers?
She didn't kill any of the customers.
Exactly.
Eric, her name is Amy Haikkanen?
Haikkanen, yeah.
Haikkanen.
Amy Haikkanen.
Okay, so what
you got it.
What the governor has maybe never run into is maybe a little Sumalainen, and she's experiencing what we call sisu, which is it's something that if you experience it, you'll walk away wide-eyed, and I think that bad Gretchen is experiencing a little sisu right now, and I want to bring more on her because all businesses need to be open. All businesses are essential, not just strip clubs and Walmart. We need restaurants to be able to be open.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you spend a few hours with Amy and got to know her backstory a little bit, she's got the sweetest disposition everybody ever met. And when I kind of poked her on that, Amy, why don't you just go along? And she kind of looked at me and she says, no, it's not negotiable. And about in that tone of voice, but if you know anything about Finns, they tend to be very unemotional. But if you looked her in the eyes and when you saw that, Gretchen's got herself her hands full because this girl's not backing down. You talk about having a little bit of sisu, yeah, stubbornness. Yeah, we're trying to do it up here. And I would just encourage anybody that's doing
open
it right
up
now is focus. Well, open up, but focus on the local level. Focus.
Yep.
Don't worry about what Whitmer's doing. Just go to your local health department. Hold them accountable. We've been active on our county commissioner meetings. We've shut some things down now over on that front, and now we're working on the health department. We've got it appears like Whitmer has a strategy, not unlike, and I don't want to use too much of an analogy, but somebody that was running during World War II, where they would pick the people that it's very few people that can be that cold and callous to take somebody's living away from them. And it seems like Gretchen Whitmer goes out to all these areas, these health departments, and selects one little mini tyrant, a little mini me, if you will, and our local one is time. Your rule, and she just loves her situational power. She just loves being able to abuse people, and it's perverse. It's really almost perverse. And
there's a lot of stereotypes you could put on a person like that. They fit this category, and there's also a similarity to what Big Gretch is doing, and the loser governor of New York, and the creepy guy out in California. They pick these, well, they're swing states, okay? They tried to cripple swing states, and we're in a fight with the same people on illegal voting machines right now, and that's what's got our country in a constitutional crisis. But tearing down a little business, that's wrong.
Well, and yeah. if I heard it right, Eric, it's not just her. She's got 30 employees. So it's not tearing
exactly.
down one family. It's tearing down 30 families, right? Because
exactly.
it's one of these things where, the wait staff and the servers and the bussers and everybody rely on tips. And if the people aren't right. there enjoying the great service and the wonderful food, those people aren't getting paid either.
Yeah.
So it's just not
exactly.
It's just not Amy. I mean, that's the
no.
It's just so frustrating.
There's thousands of Amy's.
No, I would suggest you do this. Anybody that's listening, go out to your local health department, find out who's there, and go to their Facebook page, because we did this with this Tanya Rule, because she's just like evil, right? So we dug through her Facebook page, and sure enough, we find some quotes in there where, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it's going to be reasonably accurate. Quote, people will adopt socialism when they understand that nobody is immune from financial uncertainty and need, end
yeah,
quote.
There you
Maybe
go.
I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But she had that up on her post. And then the next thing it says is that a doctor, a restaurant worker or a dock worker is as important as a doctor. And I don't disagree with that. They don't get paid the same, but I don't disagree with it. And so my question to her is, why are you destroying 30 people that are doing entry-level jobs? What is in your body that causes you to do this
well,
and
they
enjoy
don't,
it?
They don't have to make sense, Eric. They work for government.
Well, precisely. And so we've banded together. In fact, we got a meeting coming up tonight. It's somewhat clandestine, but we've got about 150. I'm estimating there's going to be more tonight. And we're about to change that. So we're out to absolutely, if we can remove Tanya Rule from the health department, she's kind of like the focal point simply because she's willing to do these executive orders, and they are unconstitutional.
Yep.
They will lose in court.
So how can people get behind you all on social media?
Get behind, there's Give, Send, Go. And it's like GoFundMe, and we may even start up a GoFundMe site, but it's called Give, Send, Go. Look for Amy and Jake. You'll find it there. Get us some capital. We've raised about $50,000. Somebody in the neighborhood did it for, set this up. And we anticipate the fight's going to be $100,000, $130,000 before it's all done. She's
yeah.
been able to retain David Coleman. David Coleman represented America's barber, Carl Mankey. Anybody in Michigan
oh,
recognize
yeah.
that name?
Our hero.
Yeah, so got it. We got the best. We got the best behind Amy, and what we need more than anything is capital. So anybody that has a little extra that can go over there and donate, boy, we'd appreciate it, and I promise you, back in a fighter.
So, Eric, thanks so much for your American spirit with that little touch of Finn. And tell Amy we're behind her, and I want everybody to look up the Cafe Rosetta in Calumet, Michigan. Get behind them, and let's give them some help, and let's support her morally with prayer and everything, because
she's fighting for much more than just her.
She's fighting
place.
For you.
And we need to get every other little restaurant opener, open your doors.
Yes.
If they all open at once, they can't hit us, and that's the problem we've got is not enough people are opening. If you open enough, in fact, I was in the county commissioners meeting, and I know I got to go, but they, to a person, says that, if just everybody opened up, we wouldn't have this problem, because we wouldn't even be talking about it. You couldn't do anything. So I just encourage every small business to open up, ignore the mandates, start doing social distancing with a handshake and a hug.
Okay, Eric, all business is essential. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All
Take
right.
care.
Coming up next, it's the holiday season and a time for a little wine, and we're going back to our guy, Brian Lesprince from Fen Valley. He's going to tell you what goes best with that holiday food. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.